Chapter 6. So I taught my brothers these things. I also read to them from the brass plates so they could learn what the Lord had done in other lands among former people. I read to them many things from the books of Moses. But in order to more completely persuade them to believe in the Lord their Redeemer, I read to them what the prophet Isaiah had written. I applied all scriptures to us, to educate and benefit us. Therefore I said to them, "Listen to the prophet's words, you who are a remnant of the house of Israel, a branch that's been broken off. Listen to the prophet's words written to all the house of Israel, and apply them to yourselves, so you can have hope as well as your Israelite relatives from whom you've been broken off." This is what the prophet wrote. "Hear and follow this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel and have been through the waters of Judah or through the waters of baptism, who testify using the name of the Lord and refer to the God of Israel, but who testify falsely and never righteously. Despite this, they call themselves part of the holy city without obeying the God of Israel, who is the Lord of hosts. Indeed, the Lord of hosts is his name. Know this, I've announced prior events from the beginning, and they were established by my words, and I made them happen. I caused them exactly as foretold, and I did it because I knew you are stubborn, and you refuse to bow your neck or your hard head like brass. I have warned you, even from the beginning, before it happened. I forewarned you. I revealed them because I expected you would say, 'My idol accomplished this, my religious icon and my gold statue have accomplished it.' You've heard and seen all this, and won't you admit it? And I revealed to you new things now, even hidden things, and will you claim you already know them? They're revealed now and not from the beginning, and you're learning it now and never before. I'm telling you now to prevent you from saying, 'I already knew about it.' But you won't hear, you won't understand, because you refuse to listen. I've always known you were deceitful and have been lawless from your birth. Nevertheless, for my reputation, I'll delay punishing you. And to show I'm merciful, I won't cut you off. But remember, I'll reform you through hardships you will suffer. For my reputation, yes, to prove I'm trustworthy, I do these things. Should I be willing to let my name be dishonored? I won't let people worship another. Listen to me, descendants of Jacob and Israel, as I called you, for I am the first, and I am also the last. My hand has also laid the foundation of the earth, and my power upholds the organized heavens. I've ordained it all, and the creation continually obeys me. All of you, gather together and hear this. Who among you has revealed these things to you? The Lord has loved Jacob. Yes, he'll fulfill his promises he has revealed in prophecy, and he'll do as he pleases with Babylon. And he'll also confront the Chaldeans. Also, says the Lord, I, the Lord, indeed, I've spoken. I've called my prophet to declare, I've brought him, and he'll succeed in his mission. Come near unto me and hear this. From the beginning, I haven't spoken in secret. From the time anything existed, I was there. Now, the Lord God has sent me, endowed with his Spirit. The Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, says, I, the Lord, am your God, teaching you for your own benefit, guiding you in the way you should go. If only you would obey my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river and your prosperity uninterrupted like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would be as many as the sand, their descendants as many as the grains of sand. Their name would never be cut off or end before me. Go away from Babylon, flee from Chaldea. Loudly shout this, announce this, send this message to the ends of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. They have never thirsted. He led them through the deserts. He made water flow out of the rock for them. He split the rock and the waters gushed out. And despite all this, and even greater things, the Lord states, there's no peace for the wicked. Listen, scattered Israel, who have been divided and scattered because of your corrupt priests. Listen, you people who are far away. The Lord appointed me before I was born. He named me while I was in my mother's womb. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. He hid me in the shadow of his hand and made me a polished arrow, hiding me in his quiver. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I glory." Then I said, "I thought I had labored without success. I've used my strength to produce only empty breath, but the Lord is the judge of it. And now the Lord has decided, he who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel may be restored and has honored me in his sight, my God has given me strength." And he said, "Is it not enough that you should be my servant I use to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel? Then I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. This is what the Lord said, the Redeemer of Israel, his Holy One, to the despised ones, to the hated nations, to the slaves of rulers. Kings will see and stand up. Princes and nobles will fall down before you to honor the Lord, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel." The Lord said, "In an hour of favor I answered you, even if on the islands of the sea, and on a day of salvation I helped you. And I'll preserve my people, and will yet show my will through them, to restore my covenant with a remnant upon the earth. And they'll inherit my renewed birthright as the chosen people, saying to the prisoners, 'Go free,' and to those in darkness, 'Move yourselves into the light.' They'll feed along the roadways, and on every high place will I feed them. They won't be hungry or thirsty. Hot winds and the sun won't oppress them, because he who loves them will lead them. He'll guide them to springs of water. I'll make my temple a path to the heavens, and the roads from it will exalt. Then, O house of Israel, look! They're coming from far away, amazingly, from the north and from the west, and these from the far east. Let the heavens shout and rejoice on earth, for the scattered are returning, and begin shouting upon the mountains, for the Lord has brought comfort to his people and lovingly embraced his afflicted people. But Zion says, 'The Lord has abandoned me. My Lord has forgotten me.' But he'll show that he has not. Can a woman forget her baby or abandon her newborn? Even if she were to forget, I can never forget you, house of Israel. Look, I have cuts in the palms of my hands to remember you. Your cities are continually watched by me. Your children will return quickly. Those who attacked and assaulted you will run from you. Look up, and all around you, and see, the scattered are gathering, coming back to you. As certain as I live, declares the Lord, you'll embrace them like necklaces around your neck, as welcome to you as a marrying bride. As for your ruins and desolated places and lands that were laid waste, they're recovered, and soon to be crowded with settlers, while those who fought you will be driven away from you. The children you thought had been lost will yet say to you, 'The place is too crowded for me, give me another place to settle.' And you'll say to yourself, 'Who's born these children for me? When I thought I was left barren and grieving, exiled and hated, who raised these children for me? I was alone. Where have these children been?' The Lord God declares, 'I'll raise my hand to the Gentiles and set my banner flying to invite people to gather. And they'll bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters carried on their shoulders. And kings will tend your children, and their queens will serve as nurses. They'll bow down to you, face to the ground, and clean the dust from your feet. And you'll know that I am the Lord, for those who trust me won't be ashamed. Can the chains imposed by the powerful be broken, or the enslaved be freed? Yet the Lord proclaims, even those suffering in terrible bondage will be freed, and all the chains binding down mankind will be broken. For I'll fight for you, and I'll liberate your children. I'll make the tyrants eat their own flesh. They'll be drunk with their own blood as if it was wine. And everyone will realize that I, the Lord, am your Savior and Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob.